Dude, we're at the Rumble Resort.
Welcome to Rumble Week. Hey! Rumble Week. And C-Dot has almost died because of Anna's cat, who's miles and miles away.
Bro's getting airdropped.
Dude, Cobalt's gonna airdrop his diseases to C-Dot. Yeah,
well, welcome to Rumble Week. Basically, we have an Airbnb rented out for an entire week. We are going to be recording as many podcast episodes in person as we can. We already did two of them.
Nope, this is the first one.
Canonically,
this is the first.
Can we just tell them? Like, why are we having to hide it?
Yeah, canonically, this is the first episode, but we did record two guest episodes, which you guys will get to see in the coming weeks.
Hopefully, no tech issues with any of them, right?
Yeah,
right.
Fingers crossed. Hey, you know what? If we do have any tech issues, Anna's here. Yay! Cut to Anna Cam. Anna, wave. Oh, Anna, wave. Can you wave? I can't see Anna. She's blocking me. Ooh. Anyway, yeah. So, dude, I'm excited. This is going to be so great. This is going to be great. I'm happy.
So, guys, you got invited to VidCon.
I don't know. I don't remember. Okay. I don't remember. Do we remember?
It does say Bundun right there from YouTube. You know.
Yeah, from YouTube, man.
The bag, too.
The bag's sick. Yeah, the YouTube bag goes crazy, dude.
That's hype.
And there's more
invited guest stuff in here. I'm kidding.
My number is bigger than Bundun's.
Yeah, but you're invited.
Yeah, but you don't have the end, dude. You're not invited.
We'll all be invited next year because we're future voices.
True. Yeah, baby.
Dana's our end.
Yeah, baby.
You guys will hear that joke 2 weeks from now as well.
You'll hear us come up with that joke in 2 weeks.
If we do a podcast next year, can we all be wearing merch? Because we're all invited.
Yeah, I would love that.
Yeah. We'll also do an episode where we all wear Toon Turf merch.
Very true.
Oh, dude.
Do you know, this is hype having us all like in person for an episode. Like, it's so much funnier in person. I don't know why. Like Johnny B just started laughing and everyone just breaks in hysteria.
Dude, like pair bits hit different in person. Dude, so different. Yeah.
Well, this is the first time I've seen y'all in person. Y'all have met everyone.
Pat, put your mic close to your mouth, man. We just talked about 30 minutes.
Yeah, I met everybody separately, I think. Okay, so first person I met was Johnny and C-Dot. I believe. Mm-hmm. Yes. I met you guys at VidCon last year in line. You guys were in line together.
The change from VidCon last year to this year are crazy. We'll talk about it.
This one is so much better. This year was so much better. But yeah, so I saw Johnny and C-Dot last year in person, and then Bam and his partner came to visit, and then I got to see Bundun a couple months ago. And then finally I completed my journey of meeting all the Rumble Pack members with Pear last week. I'm still sad that I haven't met Joe yet, but it's fine.
R.I.P.
He couldn't travel this way. He couldn't travel this distance.
Someone at VidCon was harassing us to face reveal Joe Kane. Did you get the same kid?
No, I didn't see that.
Some guy came up to Bundun and was like, please show me Joe Kane's face. Please.
I didn't even have a picture.
Yeah.
Actually, no, you know what's shocking is I remember what Joe looks like barely, but I got jump scared because I have his contact in my phone and WhatsApp showed me his actual face and I was like, what? Why does it say Joe Kane? Oh, that's him!
Side, extremely attractive individual.
Extremely attractive. Extremely. Dude, it's crazy. I think he's sexiest member of Rumble Pack. I will not lie. Especially with his cute voice and everything, too. And, just his mannerisms. Mm-hmm. Sorry. My girlfriend's not here today. So I can say that.
I got a question for the faceless creators. What was, the weirdest interaction? Because you guys are faceless. So when someone actually recognizes you, or we go, oh, that's Royal Pear. Oh, that's Bambio. Was anyone whoa? Was any weird interactions?
Honestly, no. Everything was pretty normal for me. They were like, oh, you're Royal Pear. Can I have a photo? I was like, yeah, sure.
Dude, my favorite was anytime somebody asked if that was a person, I just nah.
Dude, yeah, one of the first people that came up in line was we said hey, are you a fan of Bambeo? And he was like yeah, and we pointed to Bam.
He's my favorite member of Rumble Pack.
Yeah, and then he was like this Bam? No, and then he walks off. He just walked off.
It's,
and he...
it's because they don't, they're like, the, how I was like, you know, presenting myself. No, I'm not, like, nobody would make that connection without going like, no, this guy, worse. This guy.
I'm gonna be, yeah. But like, let's be real. If a fan saw all of us sitting down right here, they'd be like, oh, that's bad.
Well, yeah, but they would be able to suss it out.
No, but like, they did though. And they still didn't understand.
Yeah, it's like, they just like stun locked. I don't know what it was. But no, the people that like, that did like realize popped off. And it was so cool to see. That's like my highlight, is just seeing the reactions.
Dude, it really was.
My favorite thing was the 50-50 chance. Anytime like someone had like a quest 3 and they're like, can you sign this? I'm like, do you know Bambayo?
Yeah.
They'd either be like, I love Bambayo, or they'd give me the look of like,
what word did you just say? Oh yeah, it was great, Bam, what you were saying. Same thing, where whenever anybody had a quest, that was the question I asked. I was like, do you know who Bam is? Because like, you know, Rumble Pack quest, right?
So many people, bro. I don't understand that.
No, that
so
was it was a lot.
I guess because there's a lot of J-Man Kelly fans. It's like the big like mogging like blow up guy in the thing, like,
right?
Flexing his arm.
True.
The kids are loaded.
But it was great. I think Bam had the biggest reactions out of anybody. Like all of like obviously the people were excited to see us and stuff, but I think like people were like shaking and screaming when Bam was like when they realized Bam was there.
I think it's because it's the biggest surprise. It was like the missing piece. Yeah. My face is out there. There's no info about Bam.
And if anyone's curious, I did not like fully facial vilt anybody then.
So. Well, you kept it safe the whole time. Yeah, you didn't slip up.
Yeah, I think the
Deejus slipped.
Deejus was just not walking with a mask around.
Some kid came up to me with an iPad, and they had a full picture of Deejus on it. I'm like, dog, that's just disrespectful.
I think, I think Bam, the only person besides Rumble Pack that got to see Bam's face was Dacha at the beach, because Bam took his mask off at the beach.
Yeah, that was it. That was very chill, though.
Yeah, that was hype, dude. Mm-hmm. Beach day. Dude, I'm so excited for you guys to find out about that in 2 weeks, about how terrible it was and how Bundun ruined everything. Anyway.
We'll probably go over it, maybe.
No, we talked about all the beach stuff already in the Deejus episode.
Let's just start with VidCon.
Yeah, go through day by day.
Don't worry about me. Okay.
Okay, go.
Like
go
day
through.
One. Let's start day one.
Day one. Okay.
All right. So what happened
so
day one?
I'll start. Because am I the only person who didn't go to VidCon last year?
No, I didn't go. I didn't go either.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know what to expect.
It was just me, Johnny, and Steve.
And I was kind of nervous because, like, it's my first time meeting fans. But honestly, dude, like, people were really nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I put the mic close to your face, man.
People were really nice.
It's true. I was like, maybe like one guy's gonna be weird, and there was like the odd guy like hung around a little too long. But other than that, it was like, it was everyone was super nice.
Everyone was
really chill.
There was one guy.
Well,
we shouldn't even mention that guy.
Yeah, no, he doesn't get the credit. No, yeah.
There was one annoying fan. Like just didn't leave.
Just for just future sake. If you ever see somebody who is like famous or like known as a creator and they look like they're trying to just be alone, let them be alone.
Yeah.
Like if they see you and like you're like, oh hey, like come over, then it's like, oh yeah, like you should go over and do whatever. But like if Dano is trying to take a nap, don't come up to him.
Don't come up to me and start trying to get me to say slurs like 80 times. Hey, can you please say a slur? Can you please say this slur in particular?
I feel like another role is just like, after you have your interaction, your 30 seconds, just leave. Please don't hang around.
Jeez, that sounded mean. No, there's a couple times when I wanted fans to stick around and I wanted to chat with
like,
them.
We would like do that. Don't just like awkwardly stay there. After I was like, oh, have a good day, bye. Yeah. And then just stay there.
That's
and
true.
I'm like, dude, I don't want to say it again. Like, I feel bad. I don't want to be like, bro, get the fuck out of here.
It was nice to meet you, please. We need to run away like to the other side of the warehouse.
Dude, it was sometimes it was like a nightmare getting from point A to point B.
Yeah.
All of us were traveling like as a party. It was a solid 5 steps per minute maybe.
Dude, lines kept forming and forming. Yeah. It was wild.
But to be fair, I did enjoy. I think that this time I was a little.
What?
I appreciate that secret code.
Is that like a candy?
No, it's Fortnite.
Oh,
ew! Huh? What is that?
Huh?
What, oh my god!
No, what does it
taste
like?
Fortnite.
Dude. What, huh? First the popcorn, and now this. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I guess the popcorn is.
I legit just thought you took a bite out of like cod or something.
I'm good. I don't want
to
bite.
You guys in like the registration line because
What happened?
Hold on. For VidCon day one, right? I'll explain. So VidCon was 4 days, right? It was the Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Wednesday was just kind of a registration day, you know, nothing's really set up. So we didn't go to that. We just went straight to Disney, had a great time at Disney. And Thursday is when we actually all got there and, you know, got our badges and everything. So we had to wait in this big long line. Like, frame one, I get into line, so I was like, you see Garcon? I'm like, oh, okay.
Ooh,
right? Right? And that happened a few times in line, surprisingly enough. But there was this one kid. I don't know how old he was, like, probably, like, five.
Probably, yeah, high.
Like, ankle bite, right? And, Fortnite. And...
At least it was the Caribbean, not the carpet.
Yeah, that's true. And so this kid comes up and he's like, excuse me. And I'm like, okay, hey, what's going on? He's like, are you a YouTuber? And I'm like, yes. You know? And he's like, okay, you look like one. And then walks away. So that's how I learned that YouTuber aura.
You know what was so funny? First day of VidCon. I don't know how this happened, but Pear and Hacked managed to meet us right at the entrance.
Yeah,
so
that was
cool.
Timing.
But then CDOT had kept messaging us saying, hey, guys, you guys better get here now if you want to join me in line and cut people. And so we were like, we got in. We're like, oh, CDOT's going to be gone. We got in and we literally saw him like three people. Like he was.
Yeah, like
yeah,
right
before getting
end.
Your badge. And we were like, we could do it. We could get in there.
We would have gotten stoned to
yeah,
death.
Everybody would have hated us.
Live.
So
you
instead.
Know, you know a better way to skip the line?
Shut up, bro.
Shut up, bro.
Being invited guests.
No, you have to get back in line.
No, yeah. No, you know, okay. Bundit's sitting over here. He's like, oh, I got invited guests. I got to go back in line. And then they made him go through a whole nother long line.
Okay, no, because so I got my pass a day before because I'm an invited guest. But I didn't know.
Wait. He was invited.
I was invited.
Just in case you missed that.
And I didn't know that.
Question.
Yeah. Yeah, I was invited. I didn't know you had to keep the wristband on, so I cut it off the day before.
You moron.
And then I go back to the invited area. I'm like, yeah, I'm invited again. Give me another wristband. And they're like, you have to go to the help reception. So I had to go all the way to the help.
Did you have to pay $20?
No, I refused.
You refused?
Dude, my inner Asian was like, you're not paying that $20, brother. You are.
What do you mean? Wait,
I'm not paying it. And they said, okay.
That's crazy. Oh my gosh. You entitled piece of, oh my gosh.
Did you pay the $20 replacement fee?
No. Okay. Well, for me on the third day, I forgot my badge and I went in. So what sucked is like, I was going through security and they're like, hey, do you have your badge? And I was like, no. And they're like, you got to walk all the way around. So I did. And I got in line. Well, actually there was no line. It was pretty cool. It was pretty empty on the third day, but they gave me the badge, and then I said, oh, thank you so much. How much do I owe you? And he said, oh, it's free. And then some lady behind him said, no, those are $20 too. And he goes, just take it. You just take it.
Yeah, they're pretty chill about it.
Yeah, I think it's because it was close to the last day.
This tastes like a communion wafer.
Just eat it.
No, it's the exact flavor of a communion
Just eat it.
Wafer.
Wait, I want to eat communion? I didn't go to church this week.
Do you want to use code PAIR?
Isn't this like...
Yes.
Did you? I've never seen these things. Did you write use code pound the body of Christ? Is that what you're saying?
Apparently, I didn't know it was a communion. I'm being dead. It's the exact same texture and flavor of a communion wafer.
I didn't go to Johnny holding it in his mouth. I didn't go to church this week. No,
I think you've claimed.
I'm
that.
Not gonna lie. The writing is just disgusting. It's rank.
Johnny just broke bread with me.
The pen is rank.
Oh, you're a fan of the biscuit, though?
The biscuit's fine. It's stale.
But have you ever had a communion wafer?
Yeah, communion wafer.
I have not.
Yeah.
That's crazy. They're like, right. You know what? I think people really need this. Like, I know what the people crave.
Johnny just ate that like I was munching the popcorn yesterday. Which you guys will see in 2 weeks.
Dude, I'll tell you the worst.
Not Johnny putting the blood of Christ on the communion wafer. Two-in-one special.
You don't.
Oh, hell no.
Oz says bam with a smiley face.
You just made more of when I took a bite out of this.
Bam, it's really gross.
Yeah, I have the fish of it. Oh, wait. Oh, yeah, true. The Kirby.
I have a feeling this just did not work the method at all.
No, it's working if I use one of the camera angles.
What does it taste like, Bam?
Yeah.
That tastes, we're good now. Because I'm probably just going to put this like here.
Is that bad?
And that's my review.
Anyway, so yeah, VidCon. No, I'm good. No, yeah, so VidCon was fine. We got in line. We had to wait like 40 minutes. And then Bundun came and joined us because even though.
Can I just quickly add? Let me quickly add in my line what happened. Because
this is the worst part of my VidCon. So I get into the help desk line and a bunch of people recognize me and start taking photos of me, which is like, I actually love taking photos with fans.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I love attention. So taking photos of fans is cool. And then some like weird kick streamer was next to me in the line.
A kick streamer?
Yeah, but it wasn't kick. No. It was a different website. It was
Rumble.
Like
Trovo.
Yeah, it was like Trovo streamer.
Oh my god.
And they just they see me get recognized, and then they're just like, and I'm in this help desk line. I can't skip it. I'm just there, and then they just go live, and just like start asking me all these questions to their like 20 viewers, and I'm like, this is so uncomfortable. Like I prefer like taking photos with fans, and then just getting my wristband, not like. Getting a kick interview.
You should have just asked them for like a, like, oh, do you just want a photo? I was like, while they're live, big dong, I'm like crazy.
That was so funny. It was so awkward because the line took so long. So like, I'm on this live stream, just being like, waiting there. Like, I just want to get my wristband.
Yeah.
And enter VidCon. Anyway, that was my worst experience.
At that point, just start making stuff up. Just say, I'm Johnny Razor. I have 12 subs.
Dude, I had someone come up to me and go, yo, I love your Trump impression.
It's really not that bad though. It's really good. I like it. You want to say something? Oh, is now the best time to do a Trump impression?
I feel like now is the worst time. When this goes up, we're going to be in World War
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
But I really hope not.
Yeah.
Dude, that's going to be great. All of us.
Australia's going to be gone.
Okay. No, me, Johnny, and Pear are going to be shipped off to the war while these podcasts are coming out. All right. One of us could be fucking dead, and then episode 12 comes out, and it's me like drinking myself or something. Oh, geez. Anyway, but no, yeah. So VidCon was, so on the first day, so the line and everything, basically Bundun, even though he was an invited guest and likes to brag about it, he couldn't get his girlfriend in. She had to wait in line.
His fiance.
Right. Yeah. Bundun tried playing the fiance.
Engaged fiance.
Yeah. And it still didn't work.
When you guys do get engaged, works literally everywhere.
Apparently not VidCon.
Not
for featured guest.
No, actually, we got into the YouTube party where I got my YouTube merch.
Yeah. Oh, great.
The reason I have two is because I use the fiance card.
All right, guy. All right, but yeah, so we had to wait in that 40-minute line, and we got recognized a couple times. Some little girl came up to me and was like, are you the one that makes Riggy? Not even my name, but, you know, it's fine. I honestly, my one thing this year that I was really proud of, like, I don't know, I was really happy this year because last year, you know, it was my first time meeting fans and stuff. I was a little more, not shy, but like a little anxiety and stuff. And I felt like last year I didn't give enough people time, care, whatever. And I just sort of like, oh, hey, nice to meet you, sign, and then, you know, bye, and then kind of like running through it. This year I kind of gave people a little more time and was like, I felt like I was able to be a little more personable and was like, hey, what's your name? Where are you coming from? How long have you been watching? Stuff like that. And I feel like, I don't know, I'm personally really happy with the way that this time went because I feel like I actually got to meet some fans and like talk to them and stuff.
I saw the tweet.
Is that the same guy you signed their Switch three separate times?
I think they went to me.
That guy was hype.
Signed the Switch 2. Dear God, the most anxious I've ever been doing a signature. Mm. Right, and then I think they came up to one of you guys in the next two subsequent days, and I just saw him to be there. And I'm like,
It was me. I signed it with a bad pen the first time, so he tweeted at me and said, "Hey, Dano, can I come try and get another signature? Because the first one faded." I was like, "Yeah, sure." He came. And I was signing somebody else's thing. So C-Dot, you were like, give it here. And so you signed it again while I was busy. And then I finally turned around. I was like, why did C-Dot? Never mind. Anyway.
Also, speaking of pens.
And then you signed it a third time.
Oh my
god.
How is it possible for you guys to lose your pen every hour?
Next time we all have to bring our own pens. I had
three, and then I left them at home one day, all right? And C-Dot hasn't stopped giving me crap for it.
I had eight in my pocket at the start of the final day. I ended with two.
Oh my god.
Did VidCon give out free ones?
Yeah.
I took them all.
C-Dot had every single VidCon pen by the end.
So yeah, I want to get you and Dano's opinion, because we were here last year. What would you say, like, compared to last year's VidCon? Like, how would you rank the experience this time versus last time?
This was like an 8 or a 9 compared to last time's 3 or 4. Mm-hmm. I mean, aside from needing
5 or 6, because like 5 is like average.
All right, so
let's just establish the ranking scale.
That's why you're not invited, dude. You're saying it's like 4 out of 10.
VidCon 10 out of 10 every year. Invite me and don't invite Bundun Roblox. All right, he drinks and does drugs, and he gave some to kids this year. He handed out edibles to children this year. He literally, dude, there were kids that came up. You know, this year.
Oh, no.
No.
Fund on Fent.
That's a sick match idea.
Yeah, yeah.
He gave him Bundun booze. It's like a special. Anyway, no, but so this year, I think, was number one. Meeting fans aside, that's kind of the same every year, all right? But this year in particular, it was cool because they would come up and they'd be able to get all of us because we were walking together. And then let's say I was busy signing something, then they could get Johnny instead. Or Johnny's busy, then they can go to Pear, you know? So that was nice. It was a little more of like, you know, we could crowd tackle it. But I think in terms of the convention itself, aside from like the guests, I think last year's guests might have been a little better. But this year... Jellybean was an invited guest. That was cool. We got to see Jellybean's panel and stuff, and Smokey Bee was there. They're super chill. But I don't know, just the floor itself and the shops and everything. There was so much more. It felt like
me and Kurt, me and C-Dot spent so much on Kirby.
These shops, they just felt more in tune. I don't know. I can't explain it.
Well, they have like actual like local vendors instead of like Meta Quest booth.
Yeah. There was a couple of those, but there was also just like stuff I actually wanted to buy.
Was it the Artist Alley?
Artist Alley.
There was a Kirby booth that had the worst song ever.
Dude, oh my god. It was just the same thing. Every like 10 seconds, just da da da. Oh my god. I was I was ready to go and punch that Furby.
They had a little shop that had some Pikmin stuff that C-Dot and I went to like 4 times, and it was great.
Wait, so last year they didn't have Artist Alley games?
The last year, I don't think they did.
So what did they have instead?
I don't know.
All like either corporate booths, like you saw some of them this year, or like they had a lot more like, do you remember that Disney Plus booth they had?
Yeah.
It was a lot of stuff like that. Like they had one, they had like a big Minecraft display.
Yeah, Minecraft.
The Minecraft one was cool though.
Yeah, but it wasn't like a lot, it wasn't like this year where there were small businesses. It was like mostly like pop-ups advertising. Like last year they're advertising Descendants.
I remember last year there was the State Farm, the Jake from State Farm.
Oh, I remember that. Jeez, I can't believe that was last year.
Why did this was content creator stuff?
Okay, you don't live in America, but basically there was this ad that was like years ago, and it was this guy on the phone with somebody late at night, and the wife comes down and goes, "Who are you talking to?" It's Jake from State Farm, and it is literally Jake from State Farm, and the wife doesn't believe it. The little wife thinks that he's cheating. He's like, "What are you wearing, Jake from State Farm?"
This is an ad.
And he goes, "Khakis."
An ad right now?
Yeah. And he goes, "Khakis." And that ad came out in like 2008, and they're still running with that one bit. Like that was where they peaked.
The original Jake from State Farm. This is lore.
He was
the
white.
The original guy was like an actual State Farm like employee. The reason that there's like a new Jake from State Farm is literally that. He's
an actor, yeah.
Like, he's really hot.
He is really hot.
Yeah.
He was on the iCarly reboot.
What?
He was on one of the episodes of
Jake
the iCarly
from State Farm was in iCarly?
He was like a guy, like, it was like a parody of the American Girl store, and he was like really obsessed with American Girl dolls.
I can't believe
about American Girl doll than you.
Dude, I actually can't believe I can vividly remember playing the Jake from State Farm game at last VidCon. That does not feel. They had a game. It was like a booth, and they had like a little arcade game.
What?
I feel kind of gross.
This is an insurance company.
Dude, capitalism sucks, man.
That's true.
I feel kind of gross because I remember that feeling. I feel like that was only like 2 or 3 months ago. I can't believe that was a year. Anything, houses, cars, whatever.
Okay.
But anyway, I think like overall, like the experience this year was way better than last year.
Dude, you know what?
I think just like going with the group that we had, it was a lot better because
wait,
we knew what to expect, and B, we just had so many people there that like we're walking around and I just see like Jelly Bean with like 800 people around them. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, all right, yo, what's up? And then I'd hop in and then they'd escape and then I'd do stuff.
Yeah, it was great. Tag teaming and stuff.
I was going to meet up with you guys one time and then like 3 or 4 folks come up to me. I look at me and I'm like,
okay, wait. Tio, right before we keep going on with the VidCon stuff, I know that, like, you know, politics is a big deal right now. There's a lot of stuff going on. And, you know, listen, there's like red Republican, blue Democrat and everything. But here's my real question. State Farm or Progressive? Red and blue. I'm just, that's the question. You got.
Yeah, this is, I think it's the worst bit you've ever done.
You have Flo from Progressive, or you have Jake from State Farm. Okay. All right. I have the woke blue Flo.
Smash or pass the box.
You know a Progressive engine? No, they had no. Sonic in one of their commercials. They had Sonic the Hedgehog. Yes.
Was going bankrupt.
This is an America only thing. We have no idea what you're talking about right now.
Let me show you
Flo. No, Dad. We're not spending our first in-person episode talking about Progressive and State Farm.
Anna, do you like Progressive or State Farm more?
They're not paying us to say this, by the way.
This is not sponsored.
Apparently, Flo from Progressive is like a huge diva.
A diva? In that's a good high. Way or a
why
bad way? What do you
like
mean?
Drama to his insurance companies and law. Like, because what it is sounds. Wrong with your country?
Dude, I don't want to hear this reality TV, bro. I really don't.
Bunda! That's Flo. That's Flo from Progressive. All right? She's
that's
famous.
So cool. Wow.
She met Sonic the Hedgehog, all right?
The one thing I don't understand, every insurance company has like a guy.
They
all have a guy.
Yeah.
Geico has a gecko.
Yeah. Do you know what Geico is?
Little guy. LGS.
No. Wait. Punda, do you know what Geico is?
Geico?
That's crazy, dude. Geico, 15% or more could save you 15 minutes on car insurance.
American insurance app.
Okay, no, we're not sponsored.
Dude, no. Geico has the three little pig. Dude, Geico has
the best ads. We're watching late stage capitalism.
Dude, can we talk about fun times? Geico is the Green Party. Progressive is the Democrats. Please? And then State Farm is like the Republicans.
What is Allstate?
Oh, good question. Allstate is communism.
I love the guy that just goes,
dude, wait, who's...
You're
who
in
knows,
good hands.
No, wait, J.K. Simmons. Wait, which one is J.K. Simmons? Is that the Farmers ads?
Okay.
We are farmers.
I'm about to get up and leave. It's going to be the first episode.
Day one, good time. Day one, good time.
Yes, true.
I want to talk more about State Farm.
No, you didn't. We did that outside. Yeah,
Big AJ, that was so cool, dude.
Okay, so...
Can we talk about this?
Let's talk about the panel. So... There was, first of all, there before Big AJ, there was Hawk Tua.
Yeah.
Woo!
Anna's the only one that made it to Hawk Tua. Tell us about it.
I can't look at the camera.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to do that because the mic's right here.
So sit it there. Move the chair back.
You want to sit? Absolutely. You want to take a spot?
Yeah, let's go back here real quick to talk. Because talking Hawk Tua.
Hmm. Oh.
Hawk.
Oh,
okay.
Okay,
this is right. Here, I'm going to take Bams.
Okay.
So I'm
one of the calls.
Like, not, like, interrupt. Unironically, Talking Talk Tua was the best panel at VidCon. I'm not crazy. like I including
did
last year.
Did you go
year.
To the Boom panel?
Yes.
Okay.
The Boom panel was a little boring
at some point. I have to talk about the Boom panel.
Because they had like Whitney Cummings as the host, and it was funny because she like literally like she's like a comedian. So she was like very like high energy. She was making jokes, and then she'd like ask a question, and then she'd turn to Haley Welch, and then she'd be like, "Nah." Yeah, like she'd ask like these like really like intense questions like okay like so like what was it like to have all this fame like whatever where she just go yeah it's all right. And then
so why was that the best panel?
No, it was actually genuinely really no it was
that's called contrast,
dude. Yeah, it is contrast. But no, some of the responses were really funny. I think we mentioned some of the DJs episode. At one point, someone brought up like AI or something, and then Haley was like, "Have you had any of those AI nudes made of you?" And she was like, "They're like, yeah, I have." And she was like, "You know, I knew it wasn't me because my nipples were two, it's like three shades too pink to be mine."
And then she's like, "The audience, by the way."
No, they left by now. They left earlier because, like,
I think we talked about.
Yeah,
this
we talked
already.
To like.
We
like,
there's a pot already.
Yeah, there's a good job.
Well, if you want to know more about the one week panel,
but yeah.
It was like, but it was funny because there was like people in the audience who were there like as the memes. Like as soon as you came in, they're like just screaming "Hawk Tua," and they're like, "Yeah!"
All right.
Like the hype was there, and then like, but then like people just kept leaving.
All right. Yes. So people went to the Hawk Tua panel for the meme, and then they left. But the Boom panel,
no, not like,
they
like,
stayed
dude,
the whole
they
time.
Kept, their crowd work was insane.
Yeah, they stayed there. All right.
He's like a WWE star, right? Yeah. He's like a professional wrestler.
All right, well, she's like one of the most famous podcast stars right now. She should have been able to crowd control. And all they did was rank Costco food. Like, that's so much better.
Talk about the
I will say, I was bored, but I was bored at some parts of the Boom panel. Because they were just like, well, first of all, I feel bad for the kid.
I do too.
Like, because like, he'd be like, because the dad is like, you know, the dad's always wanted to be famous a bit. You know what I mean? Wow. So he was like really into it, and the kid would just kind of get handed food and be like, Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. I mean, probably nervous.
Yeah, like it's like a child, you know what I mean? Like, it was a little awkward. And, like, who's the guy?
And then people are coming up to him after and going, like, where's the Rizzler at? Yeah. And he's like, he's not here. He's in New Jersey right now.
As if it's his kid.
Dude, I think they're trying to outgrow the Rizzler. They're trying to drop him. I haven't seen them collab in a long time.
That's what I'm saying. The Rizzler's fallen off.
No. I think the Rizzler passed them up in popularity. I think there's some beef between them.
No, the Rizzler actually fell off.
No, the Rizzler.
Rizzler
met the
Thunderbolts. You don't understand, dude. I keep up with the news. The Rizzler is dead.
He's dead.
Boy. Yeah. To be clear, you're saying a
10-year-old
fell off.
He did, though.
Dude, no, the Rizzler met the Thunderbolts. Did you guys see that? He dressed up as the Red Guardian. I haven't met any Marvel characters. You didn't see that?
Yeah.
He met them.
I think the Rizzler went too mainstream. Big AJ, he's homegrown.
All right.
He's still booming for the Rumble Pack.
All right, yeah. So let's talk about the Boom panel, Johnny.
It was the Boomer Doom panel, and basically it was...
And Leia, okay, wait, for context, Leia desperately wanted to go to this, so we had to leave Jelly Beans early just so, she could go to the Boomer Doom
panel. I stayed.
Anna just landed a bottle flip. That was good. I saw
that. First try.
I don't think any of the cameras can see the bottle.
No.
Don't touch it. Don't touch it.
Bring it down.
Wait, it might have on that. Maybe. Oh, wait, you're probably.
No, wait, hold on. Guys, I landed it first try.
this is what happened. It's not my first try.
Imagine.
Well, see, that's exactly what happened.
Wow, women are so cool!
Yes!
Boomer Doom. So, what happened? Anna. I was looking at that camera, and then you walked into it.
I'm so thirsty.
That's fair. Stay hydrated. Everybody at home, open your water, drink it right now.
Yeah, everybody at home, go drink it.
We're gonna give you 5 seconds. 5 seconds to drink. Okay.
Boom. 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 Boom.
Super chat down below.
it was like, it was really disorganized. I don't know if anybody knew what was going on. They had like a bag of snacks, and they're like, all right, we're gonna do the Boomer Doom, which they gave something a Doom. I was not expecting they gave something a Doom because in all of their videos they give it a Boom because they bring the Boom.
What do they do when they do? Like, do they go Doom?
No,
like,
they go Doom.
I've never seen it.
To be fair,
it's like the Coliseum judge.
I was only there for like 5 minutes of the panel, and then I had to go have a meeting for most of it, and then I came back at the end, so I don't know much of what happened.
I was sitting next to my girlfriend, who was not having a good time. She doesn't know like any internet stuff, which is really funny, bringing her to VidCon. And she's just like, is this all they do? And it was all that they do. All that they do is the Boom. Dude. And like, you, when you get to like the 6th 5 big booms, you're like, all right. But at the 10th 5 big booms, it gets funnier every time.
I know.
You know what's so funny about that is your girlfriend sitting there suffering, and Leia is over here. She says, "This is everything I hoped it would be and more." She said those exact words to me. Oh my gosh.
Dude, no. And then people in the audience just started like, some kid like raises their hand when they like pull out like spicy chips, and they're like, "What, do you wanna come up?" And this kid just comes up. So I'm like, they're bringing people up. This is our chance to get Big Boom AJ to give Rumble Pack 5 big booms. Yes. So Dano walks back in. He has no idea what's going on. And Leia just goes, "Dano, raise your hand." So we all start pointing at Dano. Nice. They bring him on stage, and he does nothing.
I had no idea what was happening. I was literally...
I have the video. We'll put it in right now.
Yeah, we can put it in.
But I didn't know about this. That's amazing.
I was
told. I saw you on stage, but I saw the clip of you dancing. I didn't know you stood there.
So what happened is I literally...
You bring the boom!
So I came in from a meeting with a guy. All right, so this guy in his... So what happened? All right, for more context, all right, I had to meet someone, financial advisor, who's just happened to be in the area, and he wanted to meet for the first time. So he is like super tall. He's in this very professional suit, and he comes behind. He's standing in the back of the room of the Boomer Dune panel. I had to tell him, by the way. He's like, "So where are you? What are you meeting fans? Are you doing something?" I was like, I'm at the Boomer Doom panel with the Costco guys. And so he's standing in the back in his very professional business suit. And I'm like, oh, I see you. I'll meet you outside. So we just are outside talking for a long time about, you know, channel statistics, TuneTurf, all the blah, 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 blah. And then finally, I come back in like 40 minutes later. I walk in and Leia goes, raise your hand, raise your hand. They're having people do things. So I was like, and so I am like horrified. And they're like, who's raising their hand back there? And people are pointing at me. And I'm like, me, I guess. And they're like, why are you raising your hand? Like, that is what they said. They're like,
none of us knew what was going on. Not even Big AJ.
He said, why are you guys pointing? All right. And so then they like move on for a second. And then they pull out the next piece of candy. And they're like, who are they pointing at back there? All right, you can come up now. And I was like, oh, okay. So I just...
To give them credit, best fan interactions out of anyone. Like, at the end, a bunch of people started coming up to them, and they're like, security's kicking us out. Like, we're still going to get all of you.
It was pretty hype.
Which was
pretty hype. So I go up there, and I'm, like, horrified. Like, I see them, I hug them, and then I rank the candy. Like, they all try.
What
like
candy was it?
It was a Kinder Bueno.
My favorite.
Yeah, which is, like, newer to America, actually.
Was it, did you boom?
Five,
we boomed it. Yeah, I mean, I had never. I mean, I had it in France like 2 years ago, and it was like one of the first times I'd seen it in America. But anyway, yeah. So we try the thing, and then I go boom, 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 whatever. And then I'm just standing there, and I'm like, do I leave now? Like, am I
and then
done?
They start playing the we bring the boom.
No. Before that. So I was like, do I leave now? What do? I just stand there like awkwardly, and then another guy is like, can I get a hug? And they're like, yeah, you come up now. And so I just step back while they have another guy come on stage. And I'm like, okay, is it his turn? Do I leave? I was this close to stepping off the stage. And then finally he gets his hug. He leaves. And then they're like, all right, Dana, now you come over here. And then it's like, okay, you know what to do. I'm like, no, I fucking don't. Okay. And then they just turn on the music. And then they're like, all right, we bring the boom. That's what. And it's like, okay, I know this song. I'm just doing it with them. And if you watch the video, you'll see that, like, Big AJ stops. And then the kid and I are still singing and dancing.
No. My favorite part was Big Justice. Like, every time they did the song, like, AJ was like, all right, we're doing the first verse and then we're done. But then Big Justice would do more, and then Big AJ would be like, I guess we're doing the whole
thing. Yeah, he just joined in again. And so, yeah, then it just kept going, and then finally it stops. And I was like, all right, now you can go back to your seat. And I walked back to my seat. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I think I want to die. But I sat down, and luckily they showed me the video and everything. It was like, all right, this will be a good short. This will be a good
clip. Yeah. But you,
like,
make money.
It's still like, I don't know, man. That was...
No, dude, but that's not even the end.
That's not the end.
So afterward, the panel ends, and we all, like rush up to the gate. So we're like, I need, like...
I left. Gone. People started to recognize me, and I was like, okay, they're going to know that I'm, like, some internet person. And I was like, I need to get out of here, because I don't want them to, like, I don't know.
I see Big AJ, like, recording videos for people, like, giving people, like, oh, like, your mom from Wisconsin, she gets five big booms. And, like, they keep doing this. I'm like, dude, I can go up to him right now, and instead of paying the cameo fee, I can get a free five big booms for Rumble Pack. So I go up, and they start shushing people out. Yeah. He's like, all right, I'm just going to get a picture with everybody. And as, like, he's, like, right next to me, I'm like, yo, can you give our show five big booms? And he's like, what's your show? And I'm like, it's called Rumble Pack. And he's like, what do you do? And I'm like, we talk about funny stuff. Like, talk about funny stuff? All right, we got this. So we step outside, and he's like, all right, it's Big Boom AJ, and you saw the short. You guys saw it. Dude, and I'm just like, I'm standing there like, no way is this happening.
I can't believe it, dude. I literally...
The look of absolute elation on your face.
Yeah, dude, Johnny looks so happy in that short. You guys go back and watch it.
I've never seen Johnny. Dude, but... no, it's so surreal, because, like, the experience that other people have meeting us is the experience that I had meeting Big AJ.
Dude, I remember, like, after you got that video, I was sitting there like, oh, yeah, what happened? After you got the video, we were like, we're happy and stuff. And then Paris like, wait, we got to make sure we got it. We actually have it. And we were like, we have the footage. All right, we won VidCon. The rest of the week, honestly, everything, we could have had DJ's luck, and we still would have been happy.
Dude, right? I go down, we meet up with DJ's, and I'm like, yo, and he's like, yo, I met this person behind, like, in the invited guest area, and I'm like, yeah, I got Big AJ to give us five big
Yeah, suck on that, DJ.
And he's like,
Yeah, Dejus does not have five big booms. Dejus does not have five big booms.
Oh, yeah, dude. VidCon was peak.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
hell.
Great transition.
This is your moment.
All right. So, okay. So, listen, the height of my life versus like the bottom of my life. All right. Like within like the same day.
So, the Costco guys is the height of your life.
Yeah. We had the Costco guys peak and then immediately the biggest drop off. Okay.
That's the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
So,
Dan, your face after that is like.
Okay. This is one of those moments that, like, you know how you have like an embarrassing memory and you think of it forever and it just like is buried deep in your mind. This is, I just created one for the first time in years.
Every frame of it happened to the skull each moment.
I thought that you didn't get these things anymore.
Dude, it was like plus five on Shield. It was
I thought that you didn't get these anymore after high school, but no, here we are. I'm a 20-year-old man and I got scarred this bad. Okay, so, you know, I think every single one of my fan interactions went well. I don't think I had a single bad one except for this one because this kid comes up to me with a
big... Can I give some backstory to
this?
Yeah,
give the backstory to the signing.
Tiniest backstory. So we're all together, right, like meeting fans. And so the bit I would do is Dana would sign something. And if it was like a book, I'd be like, it'd be funny if I just did it bigger than his. So I'll do a bit where the kid's like, look at mine. It's so much bigger than Dano's, right?
Yeah.
And so Dana's been like seeing this interaction happen, seeing my bit.
Yeah.
And then so eventually, like hours later, Dan was like, okay, I'm going to do it back to Bundan at this moment. Anyway,
exactly. So. But I chose the perfectly wrong moment because somebody came up with a Haminations plush, all right? And I love Haminations and everything, but Bundan pointed this out later. He goes, you know what? Maybe a plush isn't the best thing to do because they have that forever and they, you know, sleep with that thing and they want to get it signed by a bunch of people. I didn't think that far, all right? I just saw that Bundan's signature was pretty big on this plush. I was
it
like,
it wasn't that big. It really wasn't that big,
all right? And so I was like, you know what? Watch this, Bundan. I'm going to do it bigger than yours. And so I start writing it massive. And then Bundan's girlfriend goes, that's massive. And I go, that's what she said. And I turn back and I saw the mom's face behind these kids. She was, you know, it was fine. You know, oh, get your favorite YouTuber signature or whatever. And then completely the face dropped. And I just sit there and sign. And I see it while I'm signing and out of the corner of my eye. And I finish signing, and I give it to the kid back, and I'm like, oh, so nice to meet you. And then the other kid, I'm like, hey, did you want me to sign? And he, like, steps back.
He literally went like this. He did one of these. He was like.
And I just know that, like, either the mom tugged him or, like, said something or whatever. And, like, I could just tell that she was completely. Because I made a sex joke in front of her kid. No shit. Like, she's going to be upset. And, yeah, that's now in my memory forever that I probably are like. When Dune Turf comes out, she's going to be like, no, we're not going to watch that. We're not going to watch that.
One less view.
And it's going to make all the difference. Dune Turf, if Dune Turf is unsuccessful now, it's because that one view would have kicked in the algorithm.
All right, that's why you have to all watch it twice. To get
Yeah, because of my mistake at VidCon, all of you have to watch it at least five times now just to make up for it.
And give it five big booms.
Yeah, and give it five big booms for Dune Turf.
Oh, and dude, we snuck into the invited guest area.
Dude, that was crazy.
At the far, there's two ends of the convention. One end is the meet and greet area, and that's like a whole thing. And then the other end is, you know, you kind of got some food stuffs and all of that. And then there's like the big main stage. And it's kind of like in between that area, there's a kind of outdoor seating area where it just says, you know, exit only or whatever, that the security guard was there. Right? So I see everyone walking there. You guys can get the backstory a bit further, but I see it, and the guy goes, oh, exit only, right? I'm like, okay, sure thing. You know, I go put ketchup on my hot dog, and then I come back, right? And I'm like, okay, no big deal. I'm just sitting down there. How is that a restricted area? I don't know.
It didn't. I was eating food and I realized halfway through. It's like, hey, wait, that's Hank Green. Hold on.
I didn't know behind us. And it's so funny because I didn't realize he was there because somebody said Hank Green. And I'm like, oh, do you want to hear my Hank Green story to Jelly Bean and Smokey Bean? Because they don't know. Basically, if you guys don't know, Hank Green came and talked to my school. I accidentally went out the fire exit. He went out the fire exit, and I just followed him, and it set off the fire alarm in the building, and I'm like, ooh.
It's because he's fine, you know. This is just like a test.
Yeah.
Unlucky.
So I tell them this while Hank Green is inches behind me.
Dude, you need to go up to Hank Green next year and be like, hey, you know, you made me do a fire alarm at my school.
No, I thought about it, but he was like eating, and I'm like, I can't be like, hey, I'm the guy that inconvenienced you at school name.
Oh my gosh. No, but what was insane about that area is like pretty much everybody walked in. Jelly Bean, Smokey Bee. Everybody
by myself with no issues.
Yeah, so everybody else walked in.
They gave me a whole look up and down. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna go.
Yeah, yeah. So all of them get to go in perfectly fine, and then I'm late because I think I got held up by fans or something. Not in a bad way, you know. I was signing people's things. I was happy to do it, but then I get there, I get my stuff, and then I try to go in the door, and they're like, no, exit only. You gotta go the other way. So I walk around this way, and she goes, no, it's only for invited creators. Sorry. And then Bundan comes and tries to sweet talk, and is like,
did it work?
No. And so the first time it didn't work, the girl was like, no, sorry, there's nothing that we can do. I'm so sorry. So then Bundan takes me back around to the exit, and Bundan does like, he rolled a, what was it? A persuasion check. And like, dude, got like a perfect 27 or whatever it is. Nat 20. I haven't played Dungeons and Dragons. All right. He got a nat 20 and convinced him. He literally like talked for a hot minute. He goes, I will put my invited creative badge on the line. We're not going to do anything. I promise. And he goes, all right, you guys can go in. But seriously, Bundan had to sweet talk me back there.
But that was like the foyer. Like, that was like the outside.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
They had like chips and hummus, and I'm just like, this is just out. I'm going to take some.
Yeah. So it was free stuff. So we're all sitting back there. And then eventually, you know, people want to go back inside and stuff. And so then Bundan starts to get up, and I'm like, hey, wouldn't it be funny if we went in that entrance with the woman that insisted that we couldn't come in? And then Bundan's like, yeah, that would be really funny. I was like, no, wait, I was joking. And then we start walking there. It was the wrong door, and we got into like the actual VIP area, and we sat down, and we're like, we just pretended to be there. And then I saw Dream back there, and I was like, oh my gosh,
we see
he's
Dream
real
in the background. We see
Jack Manifold.
Tubbo's back there.
The Rizzler laying down eating grapes.
Big Justice.
Yeah. Sorry.
He was big chilling too. He was having a great
time. Big Justice was big chilling.
Which obviously we're back there. We're not supposed to be there. We're not like going around.
We should have been there.
Yeah.
We should have been.
God, please.
That's how we rationalized it.
Listen.
But like literally, we were just like hanging around with our friends that made contact. Talking, and then we left.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Well, everybody else left, and I stayed back because I wanted a selfie with soggy cereal. And then I also met that guy that got canceled a little bit ago. What was his name?
What'd you say? Dream?
I said I was a fan. No, not Dream. He does the shorts.
Manny Show?
Yes, the Manny Show.
Yeah, I saw Manny Show. I didn't talk to him, but
I saw him. I wanted to talk to him for a minute, and it was actually kind of funny because I was like, he goes, oh, yeah, what do you do? And I said, I'm an animator. And he goes, oh, you're an animator. That's so cool. We've been looking for an animator. And then he's like, hey, pull up your channel. And I was like, oh, he thinks that I'm like.
Because he saw the purple badge.
I think he
was like, oh, creator. I can hire this guy.
Yeah, I think he thought that I was like a 200K creator or something. And then I pulled up my phone. I don't think he like saw how many subs I had or that he thinks that I was like looking for work.
Do you have more subs than Manny Show?
No. Mm. I think he's got like 10 or 20 or something. But either way, like I think he thought that I was looking for work or something, and I felt awkward because I was like, no, I just wanted to meet you for a second. But yeah.
You have to big dog him.
Nah.
Dude, you made Riggy, man. Like,
you gotta be like, yeah, I have like a billion views. Like,
2 billion, I
mean. 2 billion? Yeah, dude, no. That's the thing with our like shorts. Like most like long form content creators can't say that. Like people with like 10 mil subs can't say, oh, I have a billion views.
3 billion. I can say, hey, I got 3 billion views, Manny Show.
We have the entire population of Earth in views.
Oh my god.
It was weird. I was like hanging out with some like Roblox long form creators for a little bit.
No,
this is the crazy part. Like, none of them got recognized, and I'm constantly getting stopped. And it's just weird because I was like, oh, you'd think long form, like 500K subs, like, is like pretty impressionable. Like, it's like maybe it's less views, but it's like it kind of makes a bit more of an impact. But, like, yeah, dude, the shorts, like,
shorts reach is much more.
Some aren't. It's just shorts wars, dude.
Yeah, shorts wars. There it is.
There were so many people that are like, yo, I love Shorts Wars. And then I'm like, yo, do you watch Rumble Pack? And they're like, what? No. I've been meaning to.
I had some Rumblies come up. Be like, yeah. Rumble Pack.
Yo, Rumblies that saw us, yeah. Yo, you were our favorite.
Yeah, true.
It was a love.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, and then the after parties. after-party's a big con. Do you want to start with yours?
Which mine? Like the day one one? Which one? Were you in this after-party or no?
No, I wasn't there.
Mine was cool because I got to meet everyone, like Sam Butcher. It's so funny meeting Sam Butcher in real life. I think it was just cool because like I've collabed with all these people on my shorts and I got to just like meet them in real life and then just like the same people. And I was like, oh, that was cool. Yeah. But it was nothing crazy. I just like snuck my fiance in. Well, we used the engagement card. Mm-hmm. And we just kind of hung out, had some drinks with creators that like I'm friends with. It was pretty chill. I had nothing crazy happen. I just saw Dream.
Yeah.
That's the only crazy thing.
One of the weird things is like, I feel like so many of like the like current YouTubers that like have come up through shorts or like this new like sort of era of YouTube, they're pretty much the same on camera as they are off camera, or like the same online as they are in person. Cause like meeting all of y'all, I'm like, this is just normal. Like this just feels like the pod normally. So weird. Cause it's like, yeah, we just live in this Airbnb together now.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing with like new YouTube is like a lot of people like the mask is pretty much except for like Mr.
Mask.
Oh jeez. Except for like Mr. Beast who like does his whole Mr. Beast thing, but a lot of the time it's really transparent now, like just YouTube in general. But speaking of, do you want to do the after parties first, or we're going to do that Dream thing that happened? Like that was like with the stage and stuff.
But yeah, let's talk about that. Let's talk about
that. That was crazy. Okay, so we didn't go to the Dream panel. There was a Dream panel. We could have stood outside. By the way, just first off, I'm kind of shocked that number one, he got invited creator, but number two, that he just went at all. Like, I think when that much hate comes around online and stuff, like, it's insane that he got invited creator, but like...
I think part of the reason is, though, because I checked his content again, he's, like, locked back in.
Really?
Yeah, he's been posting a lot.
So he's trying so to, like, all right. I think he's
like, I'm didn't he become, like, a PNG? Like,
yeah, he's a VTuber now and
like,
stuff.
He's posting regularly now, so, like, he's trying to make that, like...
But it's still insane.
There was, like, a Dream booth, like, on the show.
Yeah,
I saw that.
It had a bunch of, like, Dream, like, PNGs, and I never saw a soul taking pictures.
Well, there's one person did.
I'm so happy. A photographer went up to you and tried to take a photo.
Yeah, after I took the picture, I forget who it was. I know... Dan, you were there.
Mm.
I think TJ's was there.
I think so.
I think good old Mr. John Munch was there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, a photographer comes up to us, like, oh my god, actual people come up to this. And you want guys all get a picture in front of Dween? And I was like,
you should have.
No, I have to meet up with someone actually.
You should have.
I signed somebody's Dream picture.
Oh.
I didn't know the photographer, when she went up to CDOT, was like, first was like, oh, do you want a photo? And so I was like, no, I'm good. And she's like, oh, do any of you, who wants to be brave? Like, she literally was like, any of you want to be brave and get a photo?
Oh my god, I am nothing but a coward. I'm not doing that.
Dude, imagine it's like VidCon posts, like, next to Dream.
There was an alternate timeline where on like the VidCon social media page, it's just me, like,
it's like you and it
would have been so good, though.
Any of you guys have VidCon official photographers take a photo of you? Because some guy asked for a selfie of me, and then a VidCon photographer was right there. And he was like, oh, can I get a photo of this? And I'm just like, it'd be so funny if they posted that, and I have like 7,000 subscribers.
Yeah. No, there were I had a couple like crew badge photographers like coming up taking pictures. Cause I'm thinking like, oh, is this the guy's parent? And then I'm like, wait, that's not that camera's too nice.
The most that I had was at the very end. Yeah. Like they got a video of a bunch of us saying VidCon or whatever.
And you're right in the middle, like dead center.
Yeah,
you know?
So that'll be hype.
How did they change out the picture on the website with Wilbur Soot in the middle with us?
That's crazy that Wilbur Soot is still on the VidCon website, dude. Yeah. I don't understand. They won't invite Johnny Razor, but they'll invite Dream and have Wilbur Soot like on the front page. It's just insane.
Dream panel.
So Dream has his panel, and all of us are sort of sitting outside. We're chilling. We're relaxing. We'd had a long day already, and somebody was like, and we were like, guys, we should go in the Dream panel, but none of us have the balls to do it.
I did go in.
You went in?
Yeah.
Did you watch the full thing, though?
No, I went in for 5 minutes because like I was like, all right, I can sit down here. And he started talking about Minecraft. You know what? And I was like, okay. And then they asked a question about his songwriting, and I left.
Okay, so Bear went in for the first...
Do you wear a mask with a smile for hours at a time?
No, because it was like, what's like a Minecraft idea you couldn't code? And I was like, oh, that's interesting. It's like, what's your songwriting process? And I was like, oh, fuck this.
Yeah. So, but we did actually meet up with a couple other YouTubers. I won't name them, but they did go in and they saw the dream panel and stuff, and they said that the interviewing was kind of mid because the guy didn't even know what Minecraft was, I guess. And so he was trying to interview Dream about Minecraft. And then they said that Dream was giving sort of like, they asked like, okay, the interviewer was like, so how does someone, get to your level and stuff? And they said that Dream sort of gave a little bit of like egotistical answers and things of like, this is what you should do, but you got to be really good at it.
Honestly,
stuff like that.
Nobody's as cool as Dream Minecraft.
Yeah. Exactly.
If you want to be, you're going to have to...
Oh my god! You can't say that. You can't say that.
Dude, just bleep that. But anyway,
20 hours.
You guys are not getting invited to VidCon. Like, I hope you know that. Like, no, after this podcast drops,
I think some of us can pass Dream.
Surely we can. No, surely they'll be. Listen, VidCon.
Toon Turbo, Toon
Turbo, Mon Rumble Pack, and they won't even know.
Listen, I like how we've now like changed the term mogging to just like having more subs.
Listen, VidCon, we love you. We love you. The thing that you've set up, just some of the creators that you have, are a little cringe. All
yeah.
right. Invite us, the cooler creators. Yeah. All right. That way you won't have any cringe ones.
It's nothing against VidCon as like a.
No.
As like a,
them as an institution, Hank Green, all the founders and everything, the way it's run, it was great. This year was great.
It's amazing.
After Paramount
he
sold it back.
Why are you talking to Hank Green when you see Hank Green?
I think he sold it.
They sold it to Paramount, and then
now it's Comic Con. It's owned by the people who run Comic Con now.
All right, well that's cool. Well, anyway,
that's why I think it was a little bit better this time.
Yeah,
than the actual like
planners.
How long? Because last year it was like really cool.
Last year was
owned
by Paramount.
So this year was Comic Con.
Yeah,
so
that's why
I had like
the artist alley was the best part.
That's really cool.
Yeah,
all right, so GG's on Comic Con. Then they know how to run a convention, dude. I need to email Comic Con and say, hey, put me in, chief. But anyway, so these two YouTubers, they went, and they watched the whole panel. But at the end, they were telling me some interesting stuff because apparently, so Pear left early. He didn't get to see this. We all regret staying outside now because we wanted to see this, but drama went down because every single time one of these panels happens, like the big AJ panel, they finish the panel and then they come down and take pictures with fans, meet them, and then they leave. All right. But the Dream panel, he was going to take pictures. He still had the interviewer, had more questions. They were not finished yet. They were getting there, but they weren't finished yet. And then YouTuber Plain Rock runs in. He does breaking things and stuff.
He
like
broke the Switch 2 on release.
Yeah, stuff like that. Nintendo. And so he ran in and said, this is on Twitter. He goes, Dream, you fell off, collab with me. And then people were screaming, Plain Rock. And he goes, yeah, see, I got clout. And then Dream walked out of the panel. He was done. That was it. He walked off.
How does that tilt you?
I don't know. Ego.
Like,
yeah.
Like at this point in your career.
To be
like,
fair, though, listen.
That's why I talk to Haley Walsh is better, because every time someone did something like that, they just had jokes. All right?
Yeah.
They stayed till the very f***ing end. All right?
To be fair, if I fell off.
You're talking about the person who did like the what was that? Like giant gold block speedrunning cheating video. I don't know what it was.
Yeah. To be fair, I feel like if I had like gotten canceled like that, and then like somebody came in the middle of my panel and screamed that, and like the panel. Apparently the room was already pretty like not filled. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then like somebody said, you fell off. Like, dude, I don't know. I'd be a little like,
I feel like otherwise you have to respond to that. And it's like, whatever you say is going to be the wrong thing.
And then it's getting clip farmed.
Yeah. I wasn't that full, but like,
I think I was with you.
If someone said that to me, I'd just be like, yo, how many views do you get?
Like, Plain Rock gets, yeah. Good question.
But he's still getting like a fair few views. Like, he's going to mail a video. I'm quite freaking.
Because numbers are all that matter, baby.
But the thing that was the most,
and then you would reply if you say, "How many views do you get?" Then the reply is just, "Well, I have a bucko."
Oh yeah.
I mean,
you know, the thing that was the most interesting though about like that interaction in the Dream panel was there was Anna. You have a weird what is?
I touched the cord.
Oh, okay.
I went
that thing. And then,
MB
viewers, if you hear that, that wasn't me.
The weirdest thing about that interaction at the Dream panel is after VidCon, there was a like kickback party hosted by Turkey Tom, who I don't know if I agree with his views on stuff, but I'm like, it's a YouTuber party. Like, we have to go.
I'm so jealous I didn't go. Because, like, I was planning to go, and I'm like, I'm have a quick nap. I just didn't wake up. Like, I was just passed out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I missed out. So we get there. It's like a skate park. It's a warehouse that has an indoor skate park.
It's just me, Johnny, and Anna, right?
Yeah.
I drew you.
What do you mean? I remember. That's...
So yeah, me and Bam, my girlfriend, and Anna go to this party. There's a bunch of alcohol, so I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna drink a bunch because I have bad anxiety and I'm like not good at like talking with people. So I'm like, I'm just gonna drink to the point that I don't have anxiety anymore.
Is that real? I feel like you're like the actual most opposite to that.
No, that's how I work at least. Because I'm like I don't care as much. So I go in, I see like a bunch of people. I'm like talking with people. The strat if you want to meet people is you just go like, oh, boom, your hair looks really cool. Let's talk.
Yeah, it's
Or like, I saw a guy, I'm like, dude, I love your outfit. And then we like talked. And he was like a game developer. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. So like a lot of really interesting people there. And we're like getting ready to leave. And Bam looks at like the like Partiful app.
Yeah.
Which has like all the people who like reserved a spot. And Bam, do you wanna
Yeah. So I'm sat down at this table in this kind of like put together like charcuterie board. It was
in packages.
Right? Yeah. It wasn't too put together, but it was nice. And I'm just on my phone because I'm not super big on the party environment, but I thought I might as well go because like how could I not? And I just scrolling through the people like who attended, see if I recognize anybody, and I just see 15 minutes ago, Dream is like RSVP for the party, and it's like his profile picture and everything. I'm like, no, that cannot be real. So I'm just, I kind of like staring at this, and then I turn to Johnny. He's like talking to someone, and I'm like, I'm waiting to like butt in and just like show Johnny my phone, and then
one of our friends who I think we'll probably have on probably eventually comes up to me and he goes, "Yo, Dream is here," and I'm like, "What?" And he's like, right there. And I turn and I see in the flesh Dream standing there and I'm like, no way. This is so funny. And I've had enough alcohol in my system to the point where I'm like,
this is extra fun.
I'm like, I need a picture with Dream.
Yeah.
Even though I do not agree with Dream or anything that he stands for. Like, I don't like Dream.
It's the same thing where, like, if you met Trump or if you met Logan Paul, you'd still want the picture,
like,
right?
You still want the picture. And I'm not going to be disrespectful. So me, Bam, and Anna, we walk over to where he is. And Anna goes, I'm going to act like we're taking a selfie. We pull that off perfectly, by the way, and just get a shot of Dream in his element. Just talking to people who were probably clout chasing. And I'm just like, so I walk up and I'm like, yo, my girlfriend really likes your stuff. Can I get a picture? Get like the blurriest picture in the world with Dream. And then get one with Bam in the background. Like photobombing it. And then I go back to my girlfriend and she's like, why did you say that I like Dream?
It's so peak.
They're like, oh, I didn't mean you. I meant like my fictional girlfriend.
my one that goes to another school. All right.
We can throw up the photo, by the way. I'm gonna like censor my own face.
There's Johnny and Dream. You guys can see him in all his
and
glory.
And me in the back, but I'm censored.
Yeah. But dude, it was so funny because I remember I had to stay home to finish my shorts and everything, and then I saw you guys texting and stuff. You guys, this party is lit. This is so cool. And I'm like, oh no, I didn't get to go. I got FOMO. And then you sent like pictures of the inside and Dream and stuff, and I was like, oh my gosh, that looks like terrible. Like,
again,
anxiety.
I think you
like,
would have hated it, Bunnan. You would have absolutely loved it.
So and there was like they were like playing like Not Like Us. I'm like, oh, I'm in the circle. Again.
They played Not Like Us while Dream was in the room.
No, but Playing Rock was at this party that Dream's also at, and I'm like, Dream, what are you doing here?
The internet's not real, man. It's crazy. No, but he said that in person, right? He did that in person, yeah, and yet they go to the same party. It's weird.
That's why I'm like
rules don't exist.
Like, nobody really cares at the end of the day, I guess.
Yeah, right? that's the weirdest part about VidCon is like you see all this YouTube drama, you see all these people hating each other, and then all these people go to the same parties, and they're like, you know, it's like it's not a big deal. Like they stay on the other side of the room sometimes, but then people are like respectful in real life, and it's like it's a little weird. But I don't know. It's also kind of cool in a weird way.
On the internet, everyone has a million more balls than like in person. Because you're like, oh, I don't want to like punch this guy. Then I go to jail.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, but anyway.
And during all of this, I was sick and I was watching Breaking Bad.
That's so unfortunate.
But yeah. So anyway, Rumble Week has started. You guys need to come back every single week. We have a couple cool guests already filmed, and we're going to be doing it for a while. So anyway, we love you guys, and I'm excited, dude. This week is going to be great. I don't like the feeling of my feet on the floor. Listen, if I take my socks off, then it hurts when I put them on the table like this.
Yeah, sure, it does.
Yeah, so, yeah, listen, there's I have method to my madness. Anyway, all right. We love you, Rumblies. Come back next week.
Bye, Rumblies.
Come back next week to see if we've killed each other
yet. Yeah.
To be fair, Fortnite.
Fortnite.
Dude.
Fortnite?